Hello and welcome to the Brawl News, your podcast for all the latest tips, tricks, and insights about Brawl Stars. I'm your host, Xander, and today I'm going to be going over all the game modes in Brawl Stars, and even ones that never came out, so you've probably never heard of them, unless you've gone into stuff which I'll talk about later, but disclaimer, this is just my opinion, so if you have a different opinion, just don't get mad at me and be like, oh my gosh, Xander, you have the most awful opinions, which maybe I do, but they're just what I think. So this is just an idea I came up with. I actually was thinking about it, and then later that day I was listening to Leon's Legion, because I hadn't listened to it for a couple months, and they had a couple good episodes. I believe one was Walmart Stories, which was really funny, so totally go check out their podcast, or his podcast. He's the guy who was in Brawling Bros, which was an old podcast that isn't very active, but I don't think there's anything else before we get into it. So starting off with the worst game mode, it is Takedown, and because it's the worst, there's only one meta. It's so stale, there's nothing to do, it's like just Colts, maybe the occasional Spike, but it's just the same people, maybe an 8-bit, but it's always the same Colt. So it's really bland, it's just one meta, and I don't like it. Number 21, it's Steal the Trophy. Now, I don't think this is a good game mode. This is when I was quitting, because I quit from Season 8 to Season 16 is how long of a break I took. So I stopped playing for 16 months, which is a long time, so this is kind of when I stopped, so I didn't play it too much, but only reason, I mean, it's just a massive cheese fest, which cheese is awesome and all, but like, sometimes things get a bit too cheesy, and at that point it just gets annoying where you just trap it in the corner. But in number 20, I have Payload. Now, personally, I think Payload sucks. I think it's just an awful version of Hot Zone. It's so bad, it's not fun. And I don't like it. I'm glad it's going out. And in 19, we have Hunters. Now, Hunters, to me, it wasn't that good. Just you get kills and then you win the game. I don't know if that's exactly how it worked. But I didn't play then, so I don't know fully. But this is just what I think and what I've heard others say, that it's not very good. So that's why I have it in number 19. In number 18, I have Bot Drop. And I have Bot Drop because it doesn't seem very fun. You just collect bolts. And yeah, that seems like it sucks. Now, since I didn't play, I don't really completely know, but that's just my opinion. Also, in 17th, another game mode I hardly played, which was Lone Star. Now, Lone Star actually was a fun game mode, in my opinion. A lot better than Hunters. But it just doesn't compete with some of the other ones. And yeah, number 16 is one where you have to basically do some stuff. Supercell doesn't want to, you two, where you have to install Null's Brawl, which is technically against Supercell's TOS, but it doesn't really matter. And basically what this is it's a game mode where on each team, one brawler is the safe, so they have 50,000 HP. If that person dies, then the game is over, and you've basically got to protect your person. And really fun game mode, actually. I'm surprised they didn't add it. I think it's just a bit too complicated and clunky, but it's really fun. But if you want to do that, you have to have a Android device and go to Null's Brawl and install the APK. And I wouldn't suggest doing it unless you have like no malware like I did, since this was just on my old tablet and there's nothing really. So I'm assuming it probably spies on me, but I have nothing on my tablet, so that's good. But it's a really cool game mode, but I wouldn't suggest getting Nulls because they took it out. I think I haven't been on the app for 7 months. I just played it for that, and then I never used it. It's pretty lame. It's just you unlock everything, which I feel like is kind of cheap. I don't like it, but I really wanted to play this player safe. I watched a video on it, and it seemed really interesting. I tried it out. It was actually cool. I hope Supercell actually brings it into a game real mode soon. But I thought I'd just share that with you because it's kind of cool. But in number 15, we have Hot Zone. Now, Hot Zone, I really like the game mode. There's some good ones. Like today I was playing Temple of Boom, and I was actually getting my Mortis back up because I tilted him down 550 just because I was just playing him for fun. And I got him back up to 650. It's a good map for him, and it's really fun. Speaking of today's maps, and speaking of today, in the shop, probably by the time of recording, it's not here, but I didn't look. Evil Gene was in the shop for 79 gems, which is an amazing deal. I'm not going to pick it up because I'm saving gems for Brawl Pass, but yeah, it's a cool skin, and if you like Gene, then totally pick it up. Now, I like it, but I'm not going to get it because I don't really feel like it. I'm sure it'll come back next season because I got a feeling it's going to be an Egypt theme because there's been lots of pyramids. But that's what a lot of people like Reflexin and Ray have been thinking. But that's just a conspiracy theory. We don't actually know. That's just an assumption, which I'll talk about more in my predictions for the Brawl Talk and all the leaks. Which seems like it's going to be a pretty awesome season because it's going to be lots of lore, probably a legendary. So I'm excited, but I'm not going to talk more about that. I'll talk more about that later. Now, in 14th, I have Volibrawl. Now, I feel like Volibrawl, it's just cheese. It's like steal a trophy. Now, personally, I don't like this mode at all. I think it's pretty bad, but it's fun at low trophies. Like, if you're playing, like, 200 trophies, it's fun because you can just play with... There's hardly any cheesing low down. But you play, like, fun brawlers. It's fun to play when it's low trophies. But high up, it's just a cheese fest of Dinah and Gale. And, I'm trying to remember, Frank. All those brawlers, you know. Primo. Mortis. So, it's not really fun up high, but it's good down low, which is why it's not super low. Now, 13, I have Solo Showdown. Now, I feel like Solo Showdown is an amazing game mode. And I'm not going to include any modifiers because Graveyard Shift is an amazing modifier. It's just a bit too complicated for new players. But it's just so good, except for teaming. Like, up to 600 trophies, it's probably my favorite game mode. It's the best to push your brawlers up to rank 21 and 22. But after that, it gets a bit annoying. I still push in Solo Showdown because I don't like looking for teammates and stuff. Sometimes I'll play with a couple people from the Discord, which if you want to join, feel free to do it. It's in my link tree, which will also have the YouTube channel and the... And I think it has my TikTok, I don't know, where I just post photos. If you're interested, you can follow it, but yeah. In number 13, I have Duels, and I feel like Duels is better than Solo Showdown because it's a 1v1. It's a solo game mode, except there's no teaming. I don't think it's very good. I think it's okay. I do rather play Showdown. I don't like the fact that you push three different brawlers. I prefer focusing on a single brawler and then just getting that done. But, yeah, in number 12, I have Basket Brawl, and I feel like it's a really fun game mode. It's cool, the landscape, where it's like a diagonal, or not diagonal, sideways. It's really fun to play, and it brings a lot of non-meta brawlers able to play. In number 10, I have Heist. Now, Heist is a super fun game mode, and there's a reason it's been in the game. But old Heist, we don't talk about that. But I will, anyways, because you probably want to know. It was basically where there was only one high safe, one team attacked, and one team defended. So you were up to a 50-50 lottery on whether you would attack or defend, so it was really unfair, because you couldn't build a team. Like, you could build a team that was good for attacking, but not defending. So it was like a 50-50. It's kind of hard to build a good team, and that's why they reworked it, and I'm glad they did, because it's super fun. Now, in number 9, I have Present Plunder. Now, this is came back when Edgar was around, which is pretty close to when I started playing. Because I installed the app back in, like, Season 1, but never even opened the game, which is kind of sad. I would have liked it and had a lot more trophies. But I think I was scrolling through Play Store on my old tablet, and I just found it. I installed it because I was looking at Clash of Clans, and I never played it. Eventually, in end of season 3, I started playing, and the rest is history. I took an 8-month break, so I didn't actually play for too long before taking a break, but I'm glad I'm back to it, and I've been playing for 8 months since. And speaking of which, we're almost 6 months into this podcast, which is crazy. Now, technically, the episodes, some of these are released later because I had a thing where old listeners will know if I had to restart the podcast and, like, re-delete it, because I entered the wrong link into Apple Podcast thing, where I used the wrong website, and yeah, so I had to redo that. So I started in about early April, but yeah, enough about that. Let's talk about Present Plunder. It's Edgar's around, and everyone was playing him. And for me, that was super fun because I was low trophies. I had like 4K. And it was a super fun game mode at low trophies. I loved playing it. That was maybe just what my 12-year-old brain thought. I was like, ooh, I love playing Present Plunder because I wasn't very smart back then. But I'm a lot smarter now. And speaking of which, school is starting soon. So expect to see surprisingly more consistent episodes. I'm going to try and get one every week. Probably on the same day. I'll try and keep it to a good schedule so I can constantly let you guys know. But I do have soccer, which is going to go from starting in this August in a couple of days all the way to end of possibly July, depending on if I make A-team or not. I'm trying to remember if I already talked about this. But basically, Fridays, Wednesdays, and Sundays and Saturdays, I won't be able to upload. Possibly Mondays, I might not, depending if I do extra. But and then I also have school, but it might be a bit hard to get episodes out, but I'll try and keep it consistent and get a few episodes out. I don't think it'll be that difficult. I'm usually pretty on top of work, so that's good. But yeah, I keep on going off topic. I'm sorry. I'm wasting your time, but because you just want to know about Brawl Stars. So in number 8, I have Siege, which is coming back, which I'm so happy about. I voted on it, and I just love this game mode. The meta is going to be so awful. It's just going to be Grom, Mandy, Gray. But I think they're going to rework it, and I think it'll be a lot better than before. Like, I think it's going to be fun. I think they're going to have a rework on it, which is why they didn't introduce it earlier. And I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be even better. But based on my knowledge from old Brawl Stars Siege, I liked it. I know a lot of people didn't. Maybe because it was so complicated for new players, but my 12-year-old brain could figure it out, so I'm surprised that other people couldn't and they didn't like it. But that's just my opinion. If you have a different one, then feel free to disagree. But in number 7, I have Bounty, which I feel like we can all agree on is a great game mode. It can be a bit sweaty at times, but overall, I love this game mode. It is super cool. Yeah, everything about it is amazing. Now, in number 6, I have Gem Grab, the original game mode, the OG. It is amazing. I love it. It's great. That's really all I have to say. I love when you get good teammates. It's really fun. There's a few good maps that I like playing it on. But overall, there are some things I don't like about it, such as the big factor of randoms. And before we get into number 5, I'm just going to take a quick break so you'll hear a bit of a cut. Okay, so in number 5, I have Showdown Plus, and this was a great game mode, and I feel like it was perfect. What I don't get is Supercell was like, it's giving away too many trophies, but Supercell, also the ones who raised it from 1 to 2 trophies, so they could have just lowered it back down, but instead, no, they just completely removed it, which I am not happy about. I wasn't around when they removed it, but I heard about it, and I wasn't happy. I didn't play, but I was like, why'd they remove that, dude? That was such a great feature. And I like it. I feel like the only problem is it does have a lot of kill stealing, but even still, if somebody steals your kill, you're still gaining trophies because you're going up in places, which is awesome. I loved it. What they could do is they could cut the amount you get in half, so like you only get 5 for a win at number 10. But I just love the game mode. I think it's super fun, and they should bring it back. Like, it's awesome. In number 4, I have Duo Showdown. Unpopular opinion, but I love Duo Showdown. I think it brings a lot more skill than Solo Showdown, except for win trading, which apparently I was watching Lapsa, and if you don't know who Lapsa is, he's been big on this win trader stuff. He's kind of like big about the community stuff of what's going on, and he was in contact with this guy, and this guy asked Supercell if win trading wasn't allowed, and apparently win trading is allowed, so this is not good. I don't know if this is completely true or not, but from Lapse's video, that's what it said, so I don't know completely, but that's the only thing about Duo Showdown that isn't good. But otherwise, it's a super fun competitive game mode that I really like. Now, in number 3, I have another unpopular opinion, Wipeout. Now, oh man, do I love Wipeout. It is so good. It is so underrated, and I don't get why everyone hates it. In my opinion, it's just better bounty, because just everything about it is better. I like the kill system where your randoms can't throw, where you have a 10 you have to get. And, sorry, just drinking water. And I just feel like it's a lot like Knockout, which I also love. But, yeah, I just think it's a great game mode. I know lots of people don't like it, but I think it's amazing. Other than Snake Prairie, it's a great game mode in my opinion, and I don't get why it gets all the hate. Now, in number 2, I have Knockout. Now, number 2 and 1 could also be changed, which, if you're paying close attention, you would know what number 1 is. But Knockout is just such a great game mode. I mean, sorry, I'm drinking water. I'm a bit thirsty. Knockout, I love how fast the games can go and how fun it can be to clutch a 2v3 or just everything about it I just love. So that's why I have Knockout. And in number 1, I have Brawl Ball. So I just love Brawl Ball. It's really fun. I feel like it's very competitive and it's very high skill cap, and it does require a lot of skill to play. I especially like playing brawlers such as Mortis and Fang in it. But I just think it's great. So that was all for my favorite game modes. I hope you learned something new about a secret game mode. Now, if you're going to install Nulls, I wouldn't suggest it, but you can. I'm not going to show how or anything, but if you feel like doing that, I don't know if they still have the game mode in it, but you can play other ones like Present Plunder, from what I remember. So if you want to, you can, but I'm not suggesting it. I stopped using it. I uninstalled it. But in number 2, what am I saying? It's like I'm going crazy. So before we end this off, I thought I might as well read some Q&A. So first, I have we have the one episode, I asked AI to give me episode ideas. And the question was, what is your wish list for future Brawl Stars ideas? Now, Kaka, he said, I want to change the matchmaking time from 12 hours to 30 minutes. And, sorry, one moment. Sorry about that. And he also wants to buff Jesse. Now, I feel like both of these are great. I do want to change the matchmaking batch back, which is a great idea, as well as the matchmate, as well as Jesse needing a buff. Although I feel like Jesse is very strong still in some situations, and that's just my opinion. Now, Griff, he says trading. Now, I am surprised they don't have trading. If, like, trading coins or, like, donating your loot in your clan would be awesome. I think it'd be a great addition. Even trading skins with people online in, like, a sort of thing that'll be, like, trade your skins, and you can, like, they have to be the same rarity, probably, but I think it'd be really cool. Now, Griff says, so, what am I saying? Okay, so the next one is the best value skins for every rarity. And we have 2 votes in the Spotify podcast, which both of them say Rogue Mortis. So that's 2 for Rogue Mortis. And in the Discord, I'm going to check what it is. So in the polls category, sorry, I'm trying to find it. We have 2 votes for Frost Queen, for Amber De La Vega, and we have 2 votes for Frost Queen Amber, and 1 vote for Rockabilly Mortis. So those are the overall. So overall, Amber De La Vega, Frost Queen Amber, and Rogue Mortis tie. Seems like nobody likes Rockabilly Mortis. So overall, I got more points than my brother, so I do win by 1. But GG, I guess. So, yeah, those were the questions of the day. Feel free to answer today's, which will be, what is your favorite game mode? and why? I know that sort of sounds like one of those questions. You don't have to say why. It'll actually just be, what's your favorite game mode? Let me know in the question of the day or in the Discord server. Feel free to tell what you think. And yeah, thanks so much for listening, guys. Also, before we go, I just want to say I am working on a montage, so feel free to subscribe to the channel. It's in the link tree. There's no videos yet, but eventually there will be. Also, I changed the podcast profile photo, so I'm still working to find one. I haven't found a permanent one I really like, but for now, this is what I have. So thanks so much for listening. See you guys in the next one.